You can watch this video without ads by going to my Patreon page. I also upload all my videos 36 hours early there. Patreon is great for creators like me because YouTube cuts ad revenue from small creators by claiming we are spreading misinformation when we debunk false claims. I'm not kidding, it's happened multiple times to me and lots of other people as well. It only costs $5 a month and I upload around 25 or more videos a month, so you're getting access to tons of great content. Link is in the description. Let's get to the video.
How do you, what's the reason, that evolution is true?
I never said God doesn't exist.
It's still a theory, though. It's still evolution. Evolution is a theory, right? Not a fact.
It's a, I would regard scientific theories are the closest thing we have to like observable empirical scientific facts. And you believe this too, because you think atoms exist and you think that, do you think the earth is flat?
I do.
Okay, so you don't think the earth is flat?
No, I don't think it's flat, no.
Okay, so you believe in like a heliocentrism, which is a scientific theory. You think atoms exist, that's a scientific theory. A theory is a series of scientific hypotheses that have been proven to be true to the best of our abilities and all converge toward like a singular explanation. So yes, there are atoms and they are composed of subatomic particles. We can't really actually see them, but we've come up with tests to detect a world that's made of atoms would be a world that looks like this. And that's what has been established. And a world where evolution occurs has been proven along the exact same types of standards and procedures as any other scientific fact that you would take for granted, like the existence of atoms and Earth going around the sun. So I'm happy to talk about the evidence if you want to.
Yes, let's go into that. It's not the same though, that we cannot correlate atom to that. And it's
yes,
still
we can.
Amazing.
Because the scientific process is the same.
Yeah, the scientific process for all of them is the same. It doesn't say anything, and evolution still remains a theory, not a fact.
I'm almost speechless that every single thing I said went over your head. Do you think that atoms exist?
Look, let's go into evolution.
Atoms exist. We're not going into that. Do you think atoms exist?
Yes.
But it's just a theory.
Yes.
It's not a fact. You betray your own belief systems.
No, we cannot generalize like that in science.
Yes, that's how the scientific process generally works. This is how we reach conclusions.
Yes,
it's called atomic theory, and you don't think that because we call it atomic theory, that means that we don't know if atoms exist. They might exist. You don't think that. Yet you think it for other scientific theories.
Okay, can we go into evolution itself?
Not until you acknowledge that this talking point you have about if something's a theory, that doesn't mean we don't know it. That's not how it works because you don't believe that.
No, it's not up to my or your belief. I agree on what you said, but it's
okay. So. Because evolution holds the title of scientific theory, it means we have the highest confidence in the statement that evolution matter-of-factly does happen. We have the same confidence for that statement that we do for the statement subatomic particles exist. That's where we're at.
Look, personally, privately, any person on this planet can hold anything they want. On this subject.
Yeah, you can believe in contradictions. It happens.
No,
I'm just here to point them out.
Look, academically and worldwide, evolution still remains theory.
And yes, so does atomic theory.
It's not quite the same. We cannot. You want to generalize
Bro,
like
you
that.
Have, the you same have some of the fewest objects. Dialogue options of anybody I've ever come across. You keep saying something that is an internal contradiction of your own belief system.
No, you're linking. Look, you're saying like this just because we
you
use...
don't get it, so we can move on. Let's no, just talk about
you're
evolution.
Generalizing.
I've pointed it out. You don't get it. You're incapable of getting it.
But did you generalize it or not? Did you generalize it or not? Do you know how
I don't know what I generalized or what you mean by generalized, but I've pointed it out. Everybody can see it. We've run out of dialogue options, so let's just go to the next thing. Go to the next cutscene.
Okay. I disagree, but let's go to the next cutscene.
Roll the one on his intuition.
Okay, next on evolution. But evolution, you mean we've been. Homo sapiens, monkeys, and then now we're humans, correct?
If by evolution I mean Homo sapiens, monkeys, other humans, that's not a question.
No, I mean by evolution, you mean this theory that we have, this is the evolution theory that we've been one cellular organism, multiple cellular organism, one organ, multiple organ, and eventually human beings.
Life has done that, but we were never unicellular organisms. Humans are humans. You will never be anything else other than what you are.
But that's what evolution says. It says that we be...
No, it doesn't say that.
What does it say then?
It says that life evolves.
Yeah, but life was first unicellular, multicellular organism, and then humans. This whole process.
Did people that speak Spanish used to speak Latin?
Wait, so you what is evolution
about?
People
that speak Spanish used to speak Latin.
It depends on what time history and when you're
no,
talking.
No, it doesn't, because people that speak Spanish have never spoken Latin. Spanish evolved
from... No, they have never spoken French either. What's your point?
There you go. Now you get it. So, no, humans were never monkeys. Humans have always been humans. Life evolves.
I'm not following. You mean should I refer to the whole thing as life? Will that make the point clear? But evolution
sure,
itself says are we on the same thing? Evolution itself says
at one point in Earth's history there were only unicellular organisms. Those unicellular organisms did not turn into humans.
That's
not how it works.
You mean directly or progressively?
In
or
a
not
way,
at all.
In a way, neither, but certainly not directly. Life progressively evolves. That is true. We know that it does.
So have we humans, you and me, evolution-wise, have we been unicellular at some at certain point? Yes or no? No?
You know that Mace Windu clip from the Star Wars video game where he goes and then he goes that's me right now with you. I cannot fucking believe that you just said that. Even though we just went over that's not how it works.
No, I'm really trying to understand where I am wrong or what am
okay,
I missing.
Okay, the point is that humans have always been human organisms. A time where there were no human organisms, and there were Homo heidelbergensis, for example, which was like an earlier human-like primate. And then before that, there was a time where there was no Homo heidelbergensis, but there was Homo habilis, which was an even earlier human-like primate. And then before that, there was Homo erectus. But never a time where one thing was two different species at different times in its life.
Okay, but you mean one lineage evolved progressively to something else, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you also agree on this, Mr. Host?
Yes.
Okay, and you base that on mutation, correct?
The fossil record, DNA evidence, I wouldn't say we base it on mutation. That just doesn't even make sense.
So how does the evolving work? According to what my knowledge on evolution, that it's based on mutation.
That's certainly an important part of it, but changes in gene expression can be equally as powerful. So you don't even have to alter the DNA. You can just change the way the DNA is expressed, because virtually all traits are polygenic, and there's an enormous symphony of gene interactions that takes place. So changes in one gene that don't appear to directly have anything to do with one trait or characteristic have these cascading effects as they interact with other genes, and then it does produce an unpredictable but significant outcome. Or like okay. change, I should
can,
say.
Can we say, okay, so you mean change in expression, mutation in expression, correct?
Yeah.
So how does that mutation happen? Randomly, correct?
Sometimes the mutations don't happen randomly. The which
does
mutations
something, does something
occur
decide
are
for
ran-
it to, wait, does something decide for it to happen, or it happens by itself?
If it happened by itself, that would not be random. That's not what randomness is. So there is a cause behind them. So it can be from transcription errors. It can be from a cosmic ray bumping
that
a nucleotide out of position. Those things are non-random. You don't know which genes are going to get affected. That's the random part that you can't predict specifically what will happen. But it doesn't happen randomly. That's just kind of a weird, that's just not really accurate.
Okay, I don't know how to put it, but
so the DNA changes. We know many different ways in which the DNA code gets reshuffled. Things get taken out, things get duplicated, things get substituted. It happens.
So it doesn't happen randomly, it happens, it just happens by itself.
For the sake of the discussion, let's just say yes. That's not a problem for evolution.
Do you have any genetic knowledge study course? Have
yeah.
you done? What's your education?
I have a degree in biology.
Okay.
I mean, I can point you to a 600-page book about genetics that I read last year.
Okay, and but you described but you're wrong in mutation and what things goes into the category of this called random mutation and non-random mutation. You described you mixed them.
No. What's random is you don't know which genes will mutate, but the changes themselves are not random events, because random...
No, let me stop you
know.
Right there.
Maybe it depends on what you mean by random, but random in these contexts, usually what I'm talking
random,
to people means
yeah.
it has absolutely no, like, there isn't even a cause behind it. It happens for no reason. Like, no, there's cause and effect behind what causes mutations. Transcription errors, a cosmic ray bumping into it, an unequal splitting of chromosomes during cellular division.
But that counts as random. Let me explain.
Like I said earlier that we can say that that's the case, and we can, that's fine. I don't mind. Just go ahead and that's not a problem for evolution, though.
It is. If
it's not, because we have non-random selection.
What do you mean we have non-random selection? Look, you're mixing the whole.
Bigger Danny.
No, non-random selection, and then you say cosmic rays, and this and that. When gene is selected, or when gene replicates, it replicates from its maternal or paternal.
Okay. I can explain it very quickly. Are you ready?
No. You did it. You have said the same thing. Hear me out.
I haven't told you how natural selection is the non-random element
the
that
random,
fixes this randomness
you're still wrong
air
in the
problem.
Part. You're still wrong in the random part. You can't...
That's fine. Let's just say I'm wrong. Let's say all the things that cause changes in the genes are random. That's totally fine. and we can move on from there because that's not a problem for natural selection.
No, that is, no, they are linked together, and that is a big problem.
It's not a big problem because we have natural selection. So for example,
can I give an analogy?
Let's take an insect. Insects will give birth to sometimes hundreds or thousands of offspring, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say a bug, I don't know what it is, some random bug. It has 1,000 offspring. 90% of them look like the parent. They blend in with their environment. They're good. 10% of them are like bleach white. So do you think those ones are going to survive as well as the others?
No, but this is not about the survival.
No, that's natural selection. So there you go. What caused 10% of them to be white? Weird genetic reshufflings and mutations and changes that we can't predict. Let's just call them random. Oh no, is this a problem? No, because nature selects, the organisms go through the filter of the environment, and ones that are best suited to survive do and reproduce. So there we go. Non-random selection.
No, man, you're mixing it again. If those 10%, hear me out, if those 10% turns out albino or white, the gene that is supposed to pick the dark color for them and deviates and picks white, this event is called random. Because they're not supposed to do it. They off go, like, they don't follow the genetic pattern of their mom and dad, and they take something else. And this and the cause of this,
not a problem.
The cause of this can be the UV light, sorry, environmental. It can be anything. But but first, it's called random, and then the cause of it is that. Sorry. You follow?
Yeah, but it's literally not an issue because natural selection is non-random. Like, your argument is a random process could not guide the changes, like directional changes in organisms to get them to better fit their environment. Because eventually, if you just have randomness after randomness after randomness, then you have all these different perturbations and variations of the organisms, and eventually virtually none of them fit into the environment and everything goes bad. Except that's not what happens. You completely left out a step, which is natural selection, the most important step. It's literally called the theory of evolution by natural selection.
You went and summoned Danny.
Not be every time. Gone. Okay, I guess I don't think we're going to reach any point with this.
Probably not. But what's the problem with it being random, according to you?
No, I'm saying it's not random. And because, firstly, it's not random because no such thing as random exists. And then it's not a discussion about its survivability. And the 10%... mosquitoes you're talking about, the fact that they get picked to be white, that selection is still not called random.
If it's not random, how do you think mutations happen? Do you think that they're deterministic?
Look, in this level, yes, it's deterministic.
That's not a problem for evolution either.
From our point of view, from a human point of view, it's random. But from itself, from genetical point of view, it's not random. Nothing in genetic is random. And thus...
So then what's the problem?
Thus, it renders the whole theory of evolution invalid. Because the whole...
The whole time you were telling me, I was telling you it's not random, and you said, no, it is random, and now you're saying that it's not random. The fuck are you doing?
No, you mixed them at... In the section where you mix them, that's why we are here.
Unbelievable. So mutations aren't random. Therefore, mm-hmm. evolution isn't true. That's
mutation aren't random.
Make your case.
Yeah, yeah, that's the case. Mutation aren't random.
Peterson, I gotta run. I'm gonna go play ball with brother. Thanks
and
for
having me. Okay, and there's a separation there. Even if they were random or not random, none of this, still justifies or gives any proof that what this doctor guy said, that we've been this and that, and now we're humans. It's a very, like, the first part mutation.
How do you determine if two organisms are related?
You do it by, you look at their genes.
Yep. Have we done that? Yep. Do we see relatedness in organisms? Yep. What does that mean? We're related.
Look, you can see. No. You can see relatability.
No, that is what that means. That's exactly what that means. That's the only thing that it means. The only thing you can glean by studying the genes, the DNA of two organisms, is you can figure out, do they have gene commonalities? Do they share genes? The only way they can share genes is to be related. That is the case. So there we go. Proof positive.
No. Look.
No, not no. Yes. That's exactly what that means.
Let me say my part.
No.
Yes, what you are saying is true.
I'm actually not going to do that until we go over the fact that you agree with every single point of this and then just reject the conclusion at the very end. So if two organisms are related, what would that mean? What does it mean if they are related? What would the evidence look like?
Yeah, what you just said is true. You can look at the genetic and see if they're related, but you cannot
there you go. Look at genetic. Do organisms share genes?
Yes.
So what's the conclusion?
The conclusion is you cannot, there is no conclusion in this. That's the problem. You cannot take it.
Okay, amazing. Go ahead. Tell me.
Look, to be related, if A is related to B, is not the same as A is from B. You follow? That's the problem.
God
with
fucking damn it, Mass. Do you think that evolution teaches us that chimpanzees turned into humans?
Yeah, that's my.
No, you fucking idiot. Not what evolution says.
Yeah,
it's never been what it says.
I was going
that
to
is the most commonly
wrong.
Regurgitated, dumbass fucking trope that idiots like you say about evolution, which means it's the most commonly debunked, idiotic, brain-dead fucking trope. Which means there's the most amount of information to clarify how this is wrong is out there for you to consume, and you've completely managed to shield yourself from all that information, and you fucking came up here and you said the stupidest thing that you can. You are the parody, you are the perfect parody of the ignorant fucking dumbass that doesn't know what evolution is and says things aren't true about it to argue against it. That's you. That's not what evolution says. We're related to chimps. What does that mean? It means we have a common ancestor with chimps. A long time ago, something that isn't a chimp and something that isn't a human exists that we both share a lineage with. You fucking idiot.
No, it doesn't. Look, can I talk now?
No, you fucking can't until you acknowledge that that's what that means.
I have to be able to give my reason to why it doesn't mean that.
But you're 100% wrong, and we're not moving on until you acknowledge that you were wrong. That's not what humans and chimps are related does not mean humans came from chimps.
No, now you're asking a second question. Am I you have to.
No.
I don't know if you're on time.
Acknowledge your error. Humans being related to chimps doesn't mean that humans came from chimps. Acknowledge your error.
I still Mike claim that is true. A related to B doesn't mean that A is from B.
Exactly. And evolution is not telling you that that's what that means. And then I asked you, do you think that evolution teaches us that chimpanzees turned into humans? And you said yes. That's false by your own analysis of what it means to be related to something. So,
I was
do you
going
acknowledge
to say, I might
that
be...
you were wrong?
About what? I'm not following you, dude. Chill.
Calm down. let's talk this through. Look, I agree with you. We are related. We are related to chimpanzees. If you want to know, we are 100% related to, I don't know, a mosquito in the genetic of constant oxygen consumption, but doesn't make us coming from mosquitoes. It's our perspective.
Why do you keep saying that? That's not what it means to be related to something. To be related to something. Do you have a cousin? Do you have cousins?
Don't take my cousin. Takes Mr. X from.
Are you? Do you have cousins? Do you have cousins?
Yes.
Are you related to your cousins?
But does my cousin can? But my cousin doesn't.
Shut the fuck up. Are you related to your cousins? My cousin
doesn't eat bananas or fly in the fucking trees, dude.
Are you related to your cousins?
But does my cousin eat banana?
Are you related to your cousins?
But does my cousin live on the trees?
Are you related? Okay, you're incapable of answering the question, probably because at this point you know you're wrong. So I'd be scared if I were you too. But no, we're going to go to those places, and it's going to be okay because we're going to go there together. We'll use the power of friendship to do this. You are related to your cousins. Did your cousins bang each other and give birth to you? No, because that's not what it means to be related to something. Yet every single time you talk about species being related to each other, you say, well, that doesn't mean that humans came from a mosquito. You already know that that's not what that means. So stop saying it.
Can I just say one thing now? Okay, can I just say one thing? Look, related in this sense. You have to hear me out now. Listen, related
in this sense. If you say something as fucking wrong and stupid as every single thing you have said so far, despite the fact that we now know you've had it fully explained to you that that's not how that works, go ahead. If you get it wrong again, rather than berating you, I'm just going to get rid of you because you're proving to be an idiot that's not worth my time.
Wow, okay. I really don't care about this as much either, to be honest. But look, to be related to one... Actually, that insult was hard, bro. Chill. I forgot my point. Okay, listen. To be related with my cousin or anybody else, it's not... It's because we live on this planet, we all consume the same thing. We all use... We share the same genetics, the same strands on all this kind of stuff. That's what it says. And
yeah, because you both are related to something in the past.
No, wait, it doesn't say.
Produced lineages that lead to both of you.
No, it doesn't say
that. That means. That's what it means to be related.
No, it doesn't mean.
Yes, it does. That's what it means. That's why you and your cousin are related, because you share grandparents.
Yes, me and my cousin already.
Yes, that's 100% what it means. If you're related to something, that means something in the past you both are derived from. Your cousins, you and your cousins have the same grandparents.
No.
Congratulations. Now you understand it. It doesn't mean you come from your cousins.
You're skipping. Dude, look, I'm related to the rock also because we are both on this planet. Does that mean that we came from the same ancestors? This is how you generalize the whole thing.
Do you know
thing?
What it means to be related? Does it mean what to exist? Does existing mean that two things are related?
That's what
that
you are saying.
That was dumber than anything you've said
that's,
so far.
That's what
does
you
existing
are saying.
Mean that two things are related?
That's what you are saying.
You're...
If me and the monkeys
You're beyond any sense of hope or ability to think.